The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this, so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. That was weak. You can do better than that. Good morning, brothers and sisters. That's like it. That's more like it. Here's one of my favorite saints we celebrate here today. Saint Damian of Molokai. He's commonly known as the leper priest. And he's one of the most Christ-like examples of priesthood that you will ever find. One of the most inspiring. I'd like to just tell you a little bit about his life today, just in case you don't know. Because in the life of Saint Damian is a basic lesson that all of us can put into daily practice, the importance of keeping your eyes on God at all times. So Damian was born in Belgium. And we claim him as an American saint, but in no way, shape, or form was he American. He came to Hawaii in 1864 with his religious congregation, the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. In no way was Hawaii American territory at that time, but I guess we want to call in an American, so we just kind of do. And at that time, Hawaii was one of the most isolated places in the entire world. You know, we think nothing of somebody getting on an airplane and going to Hawaii. Heck, if you leave from the West Coast, you can be there in just a few hours. But we forget that for most of its history, Hawaii was one of the most isolated places in the entire world. It took days to get there by ship, even weeks to get there by ship. And as a consequence, when international trade began to pick up around the world by ship in the 19th century, all kinds of diseases found their way for the very first time to Hawaii, including leprosy, what we now call Hansen's disease. They didn't quite know what to do with leprosy, so the Royal Health Service made a leper colony on the island of Molokai, one of the islands of the Hawaiian archipelago. I've actually been to the leper colony on Molokai. It's not a leper colony anymore, long story there, but you can see why they made this little area into a leper colony. It's this perfectly flat plain of land jutting out into the sea, perfectly easily accessible by ship, but separated from the rest of the island by this enormous cliff. It's got to be more than 1,000 feet tall. So they took the lepers against their will and they dumped them off on this peninsula. It's called the Kalaupapa Peninsula. Most people who went to the leper colony knew that they would never see their family or their friends ever again, and they had to be forced off the boat. They pushed the people into the water, sink or swim, and they found their way ultimately to the leper colony where they would spend the rest of their lives. Was the number of people in Molokai on the Kalaupapa Peninsula increased, the Bishop of Honolulu realized that he was going to have to send a priest to live in the leper colony. But who would go? To go to the leper colony would be to volunteer to die of leprosy. So he asked for volunteers. Four priests raised their hand, and the very first one to do so was Damian, who went to Molokai somewhat triumphalistically, realizing that he was about to go off and die a martyr's death, effectively. Damian would need to learn that even potential saints had to pass through a crucible of terrible trial and suffering. So he shows up on the island of Molokai and he says, "Here I am. I'm your priest. I'm the one who's volunteered to give my life away for you and your spiritual well-being? And the people looked at him and they said, well, we don't care. We never asked for a priest. Go do your thing. They had their own system in place there on the island of Molokai. Damien tried to teach. Nobody listened. He tried to proclaim catechism. Nobody cared. Offered Mass alone because nobody came. And he learned that the only way that he was ever going to get through to the people would be to be about the business that the people were invested in. And so he began to help repair their fences and dig their ditches and make their coffins and even help them to dig their graves. And one by one, people began to listen to Damien. They began to love Damien, and they helped him to build a church. And he had a great, great community of faith that he built right there on the island of Molokai. And he realized how much more good he could do if only he had more help. And that's when Damien realized that one of the heaviest crosses that saints have to carry in this life comes from the church itself. And he turned to his diocese, and he said, can you help us out here on Molokai? We could do so much more good if we had doctors, if we had nurses, if we had funding for a hospital. And the diocese said, Damien, why do you only think about yourself, Damien? How can you be so selfish, Damien? And they began to tarnish his reputation. There was this reputation that among the lepers there was a lot of promiscuity and sexual deviancy, and they said that Damien was involved in all of that. And he really had to learn the depths of humility as he passed his way along towards the kingdom of heaven, one step at a time. So if the diocese didn't help him, he turned to the secular government. He petitioned the Queen of Hawaii for help. And where the church didn't listen, she did. And as soon as the Queen of Hawaii helped, so too did the Tsar of Russia and the Prince of Wales, and accolades and renown from all across the world, as well as this extraordinary funding, came pouring into Damien's leper colony on Molokai. And the diocese said, Damien, you're such an egomaniac, Damien. Why are you trying to draw so much attention to yourself, Damien? His fortunes only changed when one day he realized that he himself had contracted leprosy. He stepped in a pot of boiling water, which they would boil at a low-level fire down there on the ground. He felt no pain, no sensation whatsoever. And the next morning, when he stood up to give the daily homily, he addressed the congregation beginning with the words, "We lepers." And at that point, the people realized that he truly was one of them. But it was a long, long road that Damien had to walk. Very, very difficult road. I've come to learn that many people look upon the saints in the same spirit of which they look upon an Olympic athlete. They'll think, oh, that's very impressive, but I could never be like that. The thing I love about the life of St. Damien is even though this guy knew he was cut out for sainthood, he still had to walk a path of suffering. And he did so only by keeping his eyes on God. You too, lowly though you may imagine yourself to be in your own estimation, have been called by God to the heights of holiness, even in the midst of a seemingly very ordinary life. You might not think that you're called to it, but it's de fide definita teaching of the Catholic Church that in fact you are. And the only way we're going to persevere on the long, difficult road is walking the same way that Damien walked, keeping our eyes on God. Jesus here in the Gospel, speaking to his apostles at the Last Supper, one of the most astonishing lines in all the Scriptures, "The hour is coming," Jesus says, "when people are going to put you to death and they're going to think that they're offering worship to God." I mean, if people can be that spectacularly wrong, you know, what's the point of trying to live our lives in the eyes, in the minds of other people? We have to learn to look to the approval of God alone. We've come to discover that most of our spiritual faults are caused by forgetfulness of God. Our despair, our sadness, and even our sins caused by taking our eyes off the Lord. And that if we keep our eyes on him, no matter what we might have to pass through in this life, we can be hopeful, even joyful, no matter what. Damien gives us a fantastic example to follow in walking the road to sanctity. Let's ask for his prayers to help us here today. St. Damien of Molokai, pray for us.